May 14. Youth receiving power to be overcomers. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. In surrendering ourselves to God, we reap great advantages. For if we have weaknesses of character, as we all have, we unite ourselves to one who is mighty to save. Our ignorance will be united to infinite wisdom, our frailty to enduring might. As like Jacob, we may each become a prince with God. Connected with the Lord God of Israel, we shall have power from above, which will enable us to be overcomers, and by the impartation of divine love, we shall find access to the hearts of men. We shall have fastened our trembling grasp upon the throne of the infinite, and shall say, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Genesis chapter 32, verse 26. The assurance is given that he will bless us and make us a blessing, and this is our light, our joy, our triumph. When the youth understand what it is to have the favor and love of God in the heart, they will begin to realize the value of their blood-bought privileges and will consecrate their ability to God and strive with all their God-given powers to increase their talents to use in the Master's service. The only safety for our youth in this age of sin and crime is to have a living connection with God. They must learn how to seek God, that they may be filled with His Holy Spirit and act as though they realize that the whole host of heaven was looking upon them with interested solicitude, ready to minister unto them in danger and in time of need. The youth should be barricaded by warning and instruction against temptation. They should be taught what are the encouragements held out to them in the Word of God. They should have delineated before them the peril of taking a step into the bypaths of evil. They should be educated to revere the counsels of God and His sacred oracles. They should be so instructed that they will set their resolution against evil and determine that they will not enter into any path where they could not expect Jesus to accompany them and His blessing to abide upon them. Review and Herald, November 21, 1893.